subconscious frontal lobe. There is no evidence of you and doing bad things. Remember, Paul says, I have wronged nobody. After he was whipping and casting them in jail and holding the clothes when they stoned Peter to death, he said, I have hurt nobody. I've wronged nobody. He could say that. Why? Because when you go born again, there's no evidence of what he used to be. He said, I forget those things behind me. Now I'm pushed towards the mark of the calling. So stop allowing the devil to come to you and say, oh, you get sick every year. Oh, you used to do this. Look at the woman you stepped around with. Look at the men you stepped around with. Look how you lied and cheated and stole and the abortion you had and all that trash. There's no evidence. I'm born again now. And even if you're born again and you sinned and you said, Father, forgive me, and it's under the blood, there's no evidence. Your spirit, man, is as righteous as it's ever going to be. So if you had an abortion after righteousness, there's still no evidence in your righteous you, your spirit realm. There may be in your flesh and in your mind, but you put that under the blood now, and God says, I forgive and I forget. There's no evidence. Come on. There's no evidence of the bad person I was. The things I did, the devil tries to rear them up and raise them up and remind me about them. I just say, oh, shut up. You're such a loser. And then our covenant God comes and takes that away, so he stops doing that. Amen, amen, amen. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Remember, King Nebuchadnezzar made a great big statue, and he said, every time you hear music, you will bow down to me and worship me. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were friends with Daniel, said, we are not going to bow down. And they were reported to King Nebuchadnezzar. And he played the music, and they said, we're not bowing to you. And he said, I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace. He said, even if you do, we're not going to bow to you. We're not going to. And so he said, turn up the furnace 7 times hotter. So they turned up this big furnace. They probably made bricks and stuff in that furnace to build the empire he was building. Or maybe for punishment, I don't know. But they turned it up 7 times higher so that the people who were taking Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to throw them in the furnace died from the heat. And so they threw them in. Watch out, Daniel 3:24 now. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, did we not tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace? Uh-oh, covenant somewhere getting instilled, yeah? Watch this. Yes, your majesty, we certainly did, they replied. Now remember, the Jewish nation was in covenant with God through Abraham. So these children, although they were not born again, they were in covenant with God. So he's protecting his covenant people. Look what Nebuchadnezzar shouts out in verse 25. Look! Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see 4 men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed. And the 4th looks like a god. Some translations say look like the son of God. Now it's starting to get revelation. Wow. Verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants, now his mind is completely flipped, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. See, when God removes something from you totally, and people have known you for years, they're going to turn to God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Tradition Town Hall. Their main location is at 5200 Oleander Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida. That service begins at 10 a.m.
You raise and you break us. To do.
Sound in your sanctuary. One thing I ask, one thing I seek, to be with you, always to be with you. To the end of time, to the end of time, I'm yours. To the end of time.
All right, and that was Cody Karnes, Till the End of Time, and we're going to get back to another program here in just a moment. This is Prayer and Share, and this is the time when we come to you and ask you to make a donation to WCNO to keep your good news station on the air. We come to you two times a year and look to raise our operational budget. Operational budget for the next 6 months is $225,000. As of this moment, we're up to $183,825, and thanks to Jose in Okeechobee making a $100 donation. Thank you very much, Jose, for that donation this morning coming in, and that is going to move us along. Give us a shout this morning, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. We do need to hear from our family. And as you give, that is the way we are able to be here. We are a listener-supported station and nonprofit station, and so your gifts are deductible. Give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We are going to go to Apostle Trevor Banks at this time. Program's entitled, On to Perfection.
Ladies, the time has come to be refreshed, to be restored, to be renewed. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference is coming up. Save the date. Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. You'll want to bring your mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends to this weekend of worship, teaching, fellowship, and more. The theme is The Authentic Woman Embracing Who You Are, The Resurrected Woman.
I'm expecting so much for God. I want all the healing. I want all the joy. I want all the laughter. And then I want my cup to run over so that then it began to splash on you. because that's what the Lord is doing.
Returning as our conference speaker, Pastor Lisa Reeves of Detroit, Michigan.
What I'm saying is there's an urgency, women, and it is for us to know who we are.
You don't want to miss it, ladies, so save the date now, Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference being held at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For registration information, call 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Husband and wife, they point at each other. Well, it's true. Speak up for all of us. I know I get on Pastor's nerves sometimes. It's true. But see, what you don't want to be drawn, what you don't want is to be drawn into the wrong warfare.
Amen.
Now y'all ain't speaking. And the devil watching, right? Wrong battle.
Amen.
Wrong weapons. Amen. See, rather than having the belt of truth, sometimes people use the weapon of manipulation.
Amen.
Instead of being truthful, they'll manipulate.
Amen.
They'll connive.
Amen.
They'll do things to control.
Amen.
They'll tell half truths. They'll deceive. I'm talking about saints.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Take the S off. Ain'ts. They're saved, they just ain't sanctified.
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that? Is it? Understand, as we look at the life of Jesus, his victories always came through humble obedience to his Father.
Amen.
Now, this is the kicker here. In this world in which we live, and even in the church world, when it comes to carnal saints like the Corinthian church was, humble obedience can be offensive to them. People, when you humble yourself,
amen.
People can think they can take advantage of you now.
Amen.
They think you're dumb.
Amen. Amen.
They think you lack
amen.
Understanding when you have this gift of discerning of spirits.
Amen. Amen.
And they don't realize that. But see, it can be an offense to people, especially in the world. Somebody see that you're a humble person or a meek person. And they'll think, oh, I got one here. But see, Moses was meek above all the men
Amen.
In the world. Moses was the meekest person on the planet.
Amen.
But he was the most powerful too.
Amen.
Jesus said, lo, I am meek and lowly in heart. Is that right?
Yes.
But yet he was full of power. Meekness is not weakness.
Amen.
Humility is not stupidity. But see, if we are so success-oriented that we're going to guard our success and our reputation, we'll get into the wrong battles.
Amen.
Because somebody coming against your character
Amen.
Or your reputation, and you're going to defend yourself.
Amen, amen.
Because you got some influence. How dare they? Let me go give them a piece of my mind. Right? You're going to fight. You're going to defend yourself. You have words. But it's the wrong battle. It's the wrong battle. That's the wrong weapons. You're dealing with the devil's weapons.